Eric lies bare-chested on his back on a bed in a hotel room, a sheet covering his waist and legs. Eric lifts his head at the sound of the door to see a young Japanese soldier dressed in full uniform standing at the end of the bed.
Get dressed, Lomax.
In a daze and dressed in a white shirt and black trousers, Eric glides along the corridor of the hotel as the soldier follows. They walk through the dining room, ignored by waiters setting round tables. Eric continues to the revolving doors of the hotel. Still looking blank, he pauses, then, followed by the soldier, he walks out to a path through an entirely different landscape of luscious green vegetation. A little up the path, Eric stops at a bend.
Smith!
They march towards an enclosure with a wooden gate and white buildings beyond. The young soldier salutes to the two guardsmen outside. More soldiers in brown uniforms approach as Eric stops. He stares ahead, then is pushed into the compound by the soldiers.
Stop!
Eric is dragged past bamboo cages.
The water!
Not for you, Lomax! This way, please.
The soldiers haul him into a dark room. Back in the hotel room, Eric falls on the floor. Patty rushes into the bedroom to find him curled up like a fetus. Morning. Dressed in an overcoat, Eric stands on the beach outside his house and stares out to sea. Flashback. A young Eric, wearing headphones, listens to the radio in an army bunker. Major York marches in.
Gentlemen.
Singapore, 15th of February, 1942.
You have all fought valiantly. You are a credit to your country. But I have to inform you that General Percival has decided, under the circumstances, to negotiate, as it were, a ceasefire.
You mean he's thrown in the towel, sir? What happens to us?
Colby, we are still a fighting unit, and you will do what you're told. You can start by destroying anything that might be of value to the enemy. Quickly, gentlemen!
As the signalmen get to work, Eric pulls a valve from his radio. Young Finley.
Lomax, what are you doing?
Might come in handy, sir.
The young soldiers walk slowly out of the bunker into the bright daylight, shielding their eyes from the sun.
Pray so, matey.
Outside, a tank covered in palm leaves trundles past. British soldiers march out of the army base. Columns of smoke line the horizon as planes fly overhead. A car with Japanese flags on the grill approaches. Eric looks up and sees the Union Jack being lowered from a flagpole. On another pole, the Japanese flag is raised, the red disc of the sun on a white background.
Lomax, my friend. I think we have just witnessed the fall of the British Empire.
Finley and Eric look around with dismay. At a railway yard, British soldiers stand in line facing the Japanese.
Bago!
You will number off! Beginning with number one there!
One.
Two.
Three, four, five,
six.
As the British soldiers seven, number off, radio parts eight, are passed surreptitiously nine, from hand to hand.
Ten.
Jack!
Queen! King! Ace!
Samula! Kusakirida! Nozuno!
Japanese soldiers herd the prisoners of war into goods wagons. Eric looks fearful as one by one the doors are slammed shut. He meets the gaze of the Japanese officer, Nagase.